From University of Florida Training and Organizational Development, this is Reflections on Leadership.
Hello, I'm Tricia Backus with UF Training and Organizational Development. Today, I would like to share with you the first of three podcasts about how leaders can build a culture of accountability within their departments, teams, or work units. Before we begin, let's review the four quadrants defining accountability in the workplace. The first is what we will discuss today, which is accepting personal responsibility and expecting it from others, whether they supervise us, we supervise them, or we work alongside them. The second quadrant is ensuring that standards are in place so that employees know what the benchmarks are in order to target the execution of the work. The third component is the practice of continually pushing accountability out to all areas, not just within your own team. The last quadrant addresses the need to be a courageous leader, which includes the very important action of holding tough conversations with employees to ensure that high standards are upheld. Our focus today is accepting personal responsibility and expecting it from others. Leaders either take ownership to manage their workplace culture, or it will manage them. To put it bluntly, leaders create the climate in which their teams thrive or fail. And what do we mean by that? Employees work in an environment that is a pool of collective experiences, shaping how they perceive the workplace. These perceptions help form employee belief systems. For example, the beliefs around what they should pay attention to, how they should interact with others, and how they should do their work. So how do leaders play a role in this? It's important to understand that leadership is not a job function. It is how you handle situations in your work life and influence others to want to follow you. Don Shapiro, author of Life is a Fork in the Road, says it this way: leadership is about who you are, not your position or power. Wise leaders make wise choices. But making wise choices must flow from a confidence center within the leader, the self-assurance that they know who they are, what drives them, and what their daily character will demonstrate to others. Let's look at four strategies that can help leaders tap into this personal influence. Number one, get in touch with your core values. We tend to see things not as they are, but as we are. Values, then, operate as this crucial compass, driving the decisions that leaders make. Values embody the essence of a person. They are the veins that run through the core of who they are. When leaders know and embrace their values, it becomes strikingly clear whether they are living in alignment with them or not. When faced with a tough choice, they can ask themselves, does this decision or action fit with my core values? Number two, determine your purpose. In Michael Gerber's book, E-Myth, Why Most Small Businesses Don't Work, he asks readers to do a visualization exercise this way. Vividly picture the day of your funeral. What do you want your eulogy to consist of? What would your lifetime achievements be? What would matter the most at the end of your life? And is it what you are doing right now? Most likely, if leaders are living their core values, they will be able to align their answers to these questions quite easily. Once they are certain of their purpose, it will be evident in their attitudes and behaviors. Purpose bleeds through all that you do as a leader and models for others that quiet strength operating behind the scenes of your decisions. Number three, choose a finely tuned attitude. Attitude is a byproduct of character or disposition. It identifies you as you to others. It is demonstrated by how leaders behave, and it is powered by their thoughts, beliefs, and feelings. The psychologist William James made this point when he said, "The greatest discovery of my generation is that human beings can alter their lives by altering their attitude of mind." Wise leaders choose their attitudes carefully because they are keenly aware that employees and coworkers are constantly watching them in order to calibrate their own moods. Leaders who show up with an attitude of personal responsibility exemplify one of the most powerful steps in building a culture of accountability. Number 4, establish a consistent character. Ed Hess, author of Smart Growth, Building an Enduring Business by Managing the Risks of Growth, says, "The behavior of leaders, coupled with attitudes and beliefs, either enables or inhibits high performance. Good intentions and words are not enough. The best leaders understand that daily behaviors count. Leaders who are reliable provide the stability that nurtures trusting workplace experiences. Dependable leaders have a palpable congruence between their values, purpose, beliefs, actions, and words. It really is walking the talk and provides a healthy ecosystem for coworkers and employees to feel confident to take risks, to be innovative, and to thrive productively. In this optimal climate, there are no guessing games, no unpredictable outbursts of emotion, no confusion or distrust, and no mixed signals." Maria Razumik-Zek, general manager at Peninsula Chicago, says it this way: "Your reputation and integrity are everything. Follow through on what you say you're going to do. Your credibility can only be built over time, and it is built from the history of your words and actions." As stated at the beginning of this podcast, there is a demonstrated formula for increasing accountability in the workplace. But developing a culture of accountability that has significant impact on organizational success begins with a personal assessment of who you want to be. Becoming an authentic leader who makes wise choices before determining actions is the first milestone on this journey. By the end of our 3-part series, I hope you will see how leaders can passionately pursue changing the organizational culture where they work by fostering the experiences that instill the right beliefs within their employees. Our next podcast will dive deeper into how leaders can leverage the simple yet powerful relationship between the beliefs people hold within an organization and the actions they pursue. Courageous leaders take on the responsibility of creating a workplace where people embrace their accountability to each other daily. Stay tuned.
Reflections on Leadership is a production of UF Training and Organizational Development. Maximize your leadership potential. Our leadership development programs help enhance the leadership qualities you already possess while allowing you to cultivate new strengths through education and training, all within a framework designed with the goals of the University of Florida in mind. To learn more, visit us on the web at hr.ufl.edu/training/leadership.